got the machines on. We're all set to go here. Let me just look at what we've got already on requests. Okay, we're going to start with Dolly today at 2 o'clock for arthritis and insomnia. I'm going to go right to it today, okay? So insomnia, let's work on autoimmune. I'm sorry, arthritis, autoimmune, arthritis and autoimmune. Oh boy, okay. First of all, how about let's open up the brain? I need to open up my brain and get into the here and now in the present moment of our Sunday wonderful class. Wow, I don't know, you know, I can really feel the energy already tingling in my brain on the left side, which is where I need it right now. But we're going to bring the blood up into the brain, oxygenated blood, opening up the diaphragm with the phrenic nerve, oxygenating our blood, and then bringing all of that blood up to the brain through the carotid arteries. And the vertebral artery into the basal ganglia artery. Let's stimulate the brain. Opening up the brain here for everybody in the class. If you're already online, and wow, we've got almost got, so well, we've got 17 people online right now, so that's awesome. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so we're just bringing the blood up into the brain, and let's charge up our bioelectricity. Let's open up the nervous system inside of the brain. Let's follow the gallbladder meridian around the ears. Gallbladder 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right to the occipital ridge on both sides. And we're going to relax the neck right now. So coming down the trapezius from the skull, we're going to go out to the left shoulder first. And I was going to go right into it, starting with Dolly, but immediately I noticed that I needed to get balanced and get into the present moment of being here right now. So left shoulder, left side of the neck, going up into the brain, relaxing the skull, the tissue between the scalp and the skull. And let's open up the trapezius on the right side as well as the left, coming down from the skull to the shoulders and right down to the waist, okay? Relaxing the trapezius muscle, coming down the back. Thank you. If you're tapping along, if not, thank you for being here. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, I decided to hold off on the mind-brain training until after the holidays. Because for many reasons, but I'm very excited, and we'll have a longer time in which you can decide whether you want to participate, and it's not so rushed during this very rushed time right now as we're going into the Thanksgiving holiday season and everything else going on. So the trapezius, down the left, down the right. Let's relax all the chest muscles too, opening up the vagus nerves, coming down through the kidney meridian, stomach 21, 25, opening up all the vertebrae coming down as well. Relaxation. This style is the one with the broken leg. Let me switch dolls here. Okay. All right, relaxation, GB 13 and 14, right frontal lobe. And let's go right to the olfactory nerve at gallbladder 8, cranial number 1, right above the ear. Saturating our sinus cavity and affecting the entire brain. All right, I'm a little bit more with it now, and so now we're going to go to immune and autoimmune, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. The bone marrow, healthy blood, red blood, white blood, platelets, everything in the bone marrow. The thymus gland, the boss of our killer T cells. The lymphatic system and lungs, the skin, the breast. And coming down through the heart and the diaphragm down to the spleen. Okay, strong immune system, our T cells for arthritis are no longer attacking our joint cells, okay? And we're going to open up C7 right now too for the parathyroid gland for healthy bones. C7, bottom of the neck. Parathyroid glands, healthy bones, and autoimmune in the front, K27, 26, 25, 24, 22. Insomnia, I hope last night, after yesterday's class, Dolly, that you got a little bit better sleep. So we're going to balance the brain again for our sleep-awake patterns. Hypothalamus. Right, left, and across the entire occipital ridge through the brainstem. And then coming down the whole left side from T1 down through T5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. All right. So weight loss we're going to do later, legs we're going to do later, okay? And so let's move right along here. Muriel, thank you. Suzanne, I see you, and arthritis with her hands. Okay, so let's just tap for Muriel's hands right now specifically, okay? Let's bring it down through the shoulders and elbow, and Muriel, if you're watching, right into your hands. So we're going to open up for you. This is our new person, and we're so lucky to have elderly people with all your wisdom and healthy Holy Spirit with us, coming down through the shoulders and into your hands. And remember, the doll is just a symbol. You don't have to be afraid of the doll. I know this is new and strange, but congratulations for being open-minded and seeing how you feel. That's what convinced my mom and dad over 20 years ago. My mother, having, you know, her master's in public health nursing, my father as an engineer, me doing it for them, and them feeling the warmth, the tingling, and the release of the pain and feeling great all the way around is what convinced them that this was a great thing. All right, okay. So blue sky, let's do stomach. All right. The whole bowel system. So let's open up first the from the brainstem, open up LI 17 and 18, coming down all the vagus nerves, coming down through the front of the throat. And down to the upper kidney meridian, K27, K22, liver 13 and 14, stomach 21, right and left. And I can feel that in my stomach, and that's the rule of thumb. If I'm feeling it, you're getting it. And the spinal nerves in the back from T7 all the way down to T12, the liver, the pancreas, the esophagus, the stomach. Small intestine, large intestine, colon, lumbar 4 and 5. From T7 down to lumbar 5, okay, for digestion, for regular bowel function. Okay, let's work on hormones for everybody right now. Let's release some really good hormones. So, first of all, let's open up the brain again. Vertebral artery, carotid arteries through the facial artery, coming up to the eyes, up to the top of the head on both sides, and stimulating our hypothalamus, the boss of the pituitary gland. And when we're releasing the vertebral artery coming up through the brainstem, the neural signals coming up into the brain to the hypothalamus saying, okay, we need serotonin, we need dopamine. The body is telling the brain what we need, and the brain will release the hormones through the pituitary gland. So right now, happy hormones. Oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine. Relaxation. Feeling good and happy, and good brain circulation as well. Okay, the rotator cuff, let's just hit on that shoulder for a minute for you. All right, and for your mom, healthy lungs, macular degeneration. Okay, let's work on eyes right now. So BL123. And of course, we're entangled with the Galaxy One project of Tom Tam, connecting our brains with the universe, bringing all that healthy universal healing chi right into all of us right now. And for the macular degeneration, BL123, both eyes. Visual cortex, and let's do some new cell development through metabolism. Yay, metabolism. T123, right side, for brown fat growth hormone cells producing healthy new hormones. Okay, for the macular degeneration. And we'll do lungs in a little bit for your dad, okay? So, Karen, let's come down through your neck, down through your whole spine, stimulating all of the nerves for healthy bowel functioning. So cervical 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for the neck for you, Karen. T1 through 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for your mom, let's really focus on lumbar 4 and 5. I don't have my knife here. I must have it in the massage room. Let me go grab it. I will be right back. I'm not going any too far. Okay, I got it. I'm coming back. All right, here I am. So sorry, Johnny. All right, knife. Lumbar 4 and 5. Let's heal these herniated discs for Karen's mom. Okay, for Julie. All right, Julie, we've got you covered here, okay? Let's open up the neck and the shoulder for your mom. I know she always needs that. Into the right shoulder and arm. So for both sides, we're going to go right from the yemen right below the occipital ridge. Let's open up the parotid gland to our fountain of youth, right below GB12. Get that saliva going. also, besides keeping all of our organs and tissue lubricated, it's anti-inflammatory. What we all need, okay? All right. And then coming down through your right shoulder, C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, opening up the radial and ulnar nerves. And this is good for Muriel, too. Again, getting the bioelectricity and the blood flowing down through the right arm into the hand. All right, let's just saturate the doll here with this universal healing chi through my hands so everybody can really feel it. Just takes a minute. Silence is golden. Oh my God. Oh, jeez. Feels good. So brain, hypothalamus, hormones, relaxation, brain functioning, brain circulation, releasing all anxiety. Down through the neck. Right shoulder. And Bruce, if you're on, this is good for you. Right down to the hands. And this is great for Muriel, okay? For everybody with right shoulder, I'm going to do the left too. All right, there we go. All right, so that chi is only going to get stronger too. I also brought Tom's, the stick that and hammer that we're using for massage and during acupuncture to open up blockages. I haven't ever used it on the doll. I just want to see what I feel because it has the lens on it. And, you know, so just instead of the hammer, I'm going to use this for a second, see how that feels. I've used it over the phone with Bruce for the hip, for the left hip, using the stick on the doll with this and the stick. But I've never done this before. Into the right hand there. Okay, Julie, let's open up T1 and 2 and 3 for CLL. Healthy blood. And K27, 26, 25. All the way down to K22. We'll release the ghrelin hormone now too as part of the whole metabolic system that we're going to be opening up throughout the whole class today. Okay? So everyone should feel that pickup of energy as our growth hormone cells are chomping down on our white blood cells to give us good energy and create healthy new cells and getting rid of toxins. So T1 through T7 and T8 and 9 for pancreas and liver. And down to the kidneys, okay? Let me switch to the knife here. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. All the way down to the kidneys at lumbar 2. Healthy kidneys, our life force. Remember these little organs here are our life force. We need healthy, healthy kidneys. So Ale, I hope you're on now for healthy kidneys at lumbar 2 and everybody for healthy, healthy kidneys. Keeping our blood healthy and whole. And we're going to bring all these neural signals from the body back up to the brain, to the hypothalamus, right now. Okay. And for my upper left infected molar jaw. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. So let's do that. Let's open up the T cells, the killer cells for infection for everybody. Strengthening the functioning of the T cells, okay, to kill any infection that anybody has in the body. Get these white blood cells flowing, and we're going to the mouth right now, the upper left molar for Julie on the left side. So coming right up from T1, 2, 3, right up to through the neck, over the ear, opening up the trigeminal nerve as well from GB12, coming up around the ear through the left side of the jaw into the left molar. The whole mouth. Let's create a whole healthy mouth environment. And while I'm speaking of that, and I will do Bobby next, let's create right now our entire body completely saturated with the level of bioelectricity and ion flows throughout the entire body, so that we're full of all of this healing through bioelectricity, that we're creating a healthy bioelectric environment in every particle, in every cell, everything. There's ion channels that heal, and, you know, besides just the nerves, so the nerves, everything. Bioelectricity in the entire body right now for everyone, for a totally healthy body and brain. Coming down the spinal cord, the vagus nerves, healthy bioelectric ion channels flowing, all the healing cells. All right, and then for Bobby, let's open up the small intestine. From T7, we want to come down T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 10, 11 here, all the way down to 10, 11, 12. For the small intestine, let's release some more serotonin and dopamine while we're doing it. And in the front, from K22 through the ghrelin hormone point, where the esophagus goes into the duodenum, strengthening that area as well, okay? The food coming down through the esophagus into the duodenum, releasing the ghrelin hormone there. And then coming down through liver 13 and 14 into stomach 21, right and left for Bobby's small intestine. Everyone who needs it, remember that chi is smart. It knows where to go. So if you're in the class today, you're going to get this healing through the whole digestive system, whatever you need. The chi will go. In fact, wherever you need the chi to go throughout the entire body right now, if it needs to go to your left toe, it's going to go to your left toe. And you hopefully, you know, if you're sensitive to the chi feeling, the more you do this, the more you're going to feel it. Eventually, you will feel it. It takes sometimes people longer than others to actually feel the warmth and the tingling and the chi moving in the body. But anyway, okay, Bobby, you're all set now, too. All right, kidneys, prostate, bladder. So let's work on the prostate right now for everybody, for a healthy, healthy prostate. So opening up T7. And then coming down all the way down to lumbar 3. This doll has another little crack in it. Whoa, I just dropped the knife. Okay. All right, so T7. All the way down to lumbar 3 for the prostate. Kidneys and prostate, lumbar 1, 2, 3. Let me try it with this too. I can feel this. I really can using this. We are selling these sets too. I'm not trying to sell them. I'm just letting people know. Because some people that I'm working on right now are buying them to work on their partners, and it really is an effective way. It's for the muscle, though. It's not for the bone. It's to open up blockages in the muscle along the vertebral column and that type of thing. These have really been very, very helpful. Okay, immune system, lungs, and energy we've done. let's work on Father John's legs again, okay? So I'm going to get a doll that doesn't break, this tougher new doll that we have for Father John from the brain, coming down through the whole spinal cord, opening up metabolism for energy, for everybody with energy, coming down, opening up the blood again for Julie and the right arm, and for our autoimmune, for arthritis, any autoimmune, strengthening our immune system as well, coming down through the whole spine, all the vertebrae, T1 through T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3, bladder at sacrum 2. So healthy prostate and bladder, and opening up and kidneys, prostate, kidneys, bladder, and then coming down through the legs for Father John. And good circulation also for the entire body, okay? So if you want the legs strengthening, we need the whole body to be bioelectric. And when that happens, our blood system flows along with it, which strengthens the muscles and everything else, okay? So just for circulation, let's work on the brainstem right now for everybody, for heart, lungs, and circulation. Good circulation. And opening up the legs, strengthening the legs. And Alexandra, emotions. So right frontal lobe, GB 13 and 14. All the way up to BL6, the mirror neurons, affecting also, let's open up the whole brain here for all emotions, okay? Because we want to connect everything to the hypothalamus to release deep fear and depression and open up the hormones for emotional stability and feeling good, warm, safe, protected, all those things that we need to feel. Of course, fear when we need it. If we're being attacked by a lion, we don't want to just sit there. We have to be healthy, like so when the hypothalamus is balanced, then when we need fear, we'll feel it. But we're also now with the Galaxy One Project releasing past trauma, and that's also affecting our emotional stability, okay, through the olfactory nerve and the hippocampus and memory and all that. All right. Let's work on Alexandra's knees, just coming right down. Let's open up her knees. All right. And then eyes we've done, but we just want to bring up through the carotid arteries, the facial arteries, strengthening the eye muscles. Okay, John. Okay, so let's open up for runny nose for your mom here. Now this should definitely help our new point for the sinuses, okay? So first of all, let's open up the regular ones. C3, cervical vertebrae 1, 2, 3, and the olfactory nerve right above the ear, at gallbladder 8, cranial number 1, going to infect the entire sinus cavity there. I mean, hopefully your mom has already been feeling relief from even the beginning of the class, because I don't want to see that there's lung cancer still with your mother. I thought that was already gone. But anyway, because we've already been stimulating the sinus cavity through the olfactory nerve. But diabetes, let's work on diabetes, okay? So let's open up from the brainstem. C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. T1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On the right-hand side, the pancreas, all the way down to the sacrum. And in the front of the body, opening up the pancreas right above stomach 21 from the right to the left. Okay, the next two things are for lung and breast cancer. I'm going to do those things together. All right, so let me switch here. So again, we're going to open up the entire bioelectric system in the body through the nerves, the ion channels, and everything, creating an extremely highly bioelectric environment in every particle cell, every tendon, every muscle, everything, balanced for perfect bioelectricity to prevent cancer, get rid of cancer, and prevent any metastases, okay? So we're going to do this right now for everybody. For anything that you have, this is going to be really helpful. Again, using my hands, letting the chi flow through. Step back here for a minute. All right, and then coming down from the brain, down right down through T1, 2 to 3 for the lungs. There we go, and T4 for the breast. And in the front of the doll, we're going to open up from K27 down to K23 and K24, lungs and breast. Vagus and spinal being simultaneously invigorated here, opened up through the chi. All right. So that's lung, and we will do weight loss a little bit later. And for the next strong, healthy, vibrant for lymph, that was chi as well. So we're going to open up the entire lymphatic system in the body right now, okay? So it's T3 are the nerves. But all the lymph nodes in the neck, the throat, the chest, the heart, the lungs, the breast, right down through the entire stomach, all of the lymph nodes. Activating extreme bioelectricity throughout the entire lymphatic system. Okay, there you go. And also, Gene, let's open up from CV4 and CV6. Right down to the knees, okay, with the knife here. So we're opening up these lymph nodes, the lymphatic system, right down to the toes, K1 and liver 3. All right. The nausea is gone. Yay, tight boys. Yay. So energy, we're going to do again. So, Let's work on that one more time, okay? And I'm going to just go back to our trusty hammer here. Let's stimulate the brown fat lump C123. We know scientifically where the pockets of brown fat cells are in the body. And it's easy to remember, at the top of the neck, cervical vertebrae 123, the top of the back, T123, and right below our waist at lumbar 123, CTL, for good energy. You know, and remember, relaxation is a very important part of being of achieving greater energy. It's like building everything from the inside out. So it helps our body to heal and get to where we want it to be when we are relaxed. So relaxation again, let's work on that for energy as well. GB1314, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland relaxation. And C123, brown fat, T123, brown fat, lumbar 123, brown fat, good energy. And, of course, the garland hormone we're throwing in there as well. So let's work on Bruce right now for lung and hip, okay? So, Bruce, T123 lungs. Coming around, let's open up the phrenic nerve from C5. And all the vagus nerves wrapping around to the front of the throat, LI 17 and 18. Underneath the collarbones down to the diaphragm. Opening up the alveoli in the lungs to absorb more oxygen. Increasing the heart circulation so that oxygenated blood will get to everywhere it's supposed to be in the body. And opening up the lungs. K25, lung 1, lung 2. Saturating your lungs with bioelectricity, oxygenated blood, healing your lungs. And then all that same bioelectricity, circulation, oxygenated blood coming down to the left hip through T7, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into the left hip. And we did the right shoulder already. So, and for Marsha, lower back, again, opening up the trapezius, coming all the way down to the low lumbar, to the waist, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for the lower back. Let's try this hammer here. You actually tap on the rubber side because this side has the lens. It's absorbing all the energy. We're putting it in through the dowel, a symbol of all of us. And opening up the sciatica nerve. Getting rid of the blockages here and bringing it all down to the feet. All righty. Let's see. Right abdominal quadrant. Okay, so let's do this for the cancer for the liver, okay? So T789, right-hand side for cancer on the liver. We did the lungs and then the right frontal quadrant. So from K27 all the way down to the right side. Right abdominal quadrant. We're going to do the entire stomach here with this, okay? I can really feel that. I hope you can too. All right, here we are. Amyloidosis of the heart, kidney, and liver. Okay, that's, I'm so glad you're with us today. So for amyloidosis, T1 bone marrow. Amyloids are produced in the bone marrow, and we don't want that to happen, okay? So opening up all the way from C567 into T1, the bone marrow, all the flat bones. Let's charge up the shoulder blades, the ribs, the scalp. The skull, the hips. And then for the heart, let's open up C567 for the long thoracic nerve. The motor nerve innervating the heart coming down in between T1 through 7 and the left shoulder blade up through the heart and back up around again. And the kidneys down at lumbar 2. So opening up T7. Also T5 on the way down. Okay, T5, T7, and lumbar 1, 2. Kidneys, healthy kidneys for the amyloidosis. And hearing. Okay, so we're going to work on hearing right now for everybody. Increase our healing. So our hearing has a lot to do with cranial number 8, which goes to the middle ear, the auricular nerve, which is the ear nerve, and the trigeminal nerve goes all the way around the ear, relaxing and providing a bioelectric environment for the ear. So that's all GB12, right on the occipital ridge at the very end. There's a little divot there where these nerves come through. So we're opening up GB12 and going right into the center of the ear on the left and on the right. Now, all of the cranial nerves we want to open up. If we go from ear to ear on the occipital ridge, we're pretty sure to affect the cranial nerves, all the cranial nerves coming in and out of the brain, around the neck and back up again, into the brain. So from GB12 to GB12, going right to the brainstem. Good hearing. All right, so I know we're already it's 4:11 already. Let's use our mirror neurons and through physiologically imprinting in the mirror neurons of our brain all of the health that we've created for everyone so far today. So healthy lungs, healthy heart, healthy kidneys, healthy pancreas, no more diabetes, no more CLL. Bobby's in small intestines, all better, okay? All of the, everything that we've already done today, we're going to open up BL6, the top of the head on either side of the center, into the mirror neurons, affecting the change that we've already worked on today and that we will continue to work on whatever you're on for today, health and healing. For everyone. All right. So autoimmune that causes dry, oozy mouth. So parotid gland, parotid gland, parotid gland. All right. So right under GB12, where we just were for the ears, let's open up on the left side, on the right side, go right to the eyes, BL123, right and left. Opening up the facial arteries to the mouth here. And then just opening up the entire autoimmune system. Same points as immune. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Blood, thymus gland, lymphatic system, lungs, skin, breast, also T4, T5 coming down through the heart, the diaphragm, and the spleen, also producing blood, and K27 through K25. There you go, Suzanne, okay? So abdominal hernia, so coming down from T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3. Rheumatoid arthritis, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And CV4 and CV6. Okay, thank you, Dolly, for your message. And moving right along here, tremor of Parkinson's. Thank you, happy 2020. I'm so glad you're with us today. So let's open up the top of the head here, the hypothalamus pituitary gland for more dopamine for Parkinson's. Small intestine for Parkinson's, T10, 11, 12, and also the occipital ridge. All righty. Skin health. All right, foreskin is the parotid gland again. It moisturizes the skin from the inside out. Parotid gland. All right. Let me switch dials here a minute. T7. And your tinnitus, okay, for your husband. I hope he's getting some relief. Again, let's open the cranial nerves for the tinnitus, okay? So GB12. And we're also going to open up the olfactory nerve, which will affect everything in the brain, okay, for including the tinnitus. So GB12, gallbladder 8, the cranial nerve number 1, the olfactory nerve. Saturating the entire sinus cavity, affecting the entire brain, and releasing the sinus congestion. Okay, dokey. Let's see here. Let's just take another break here. I'm going to take a little sip of my water. Thank you. And let's just take a minute, saturate everything that we've already done. Let me see what the next thing is. Angina. Okay, so I'm so glad, Cheryl Ann, that we are. Thank you for your compliment about my shirt. We're going to work on angina and heart health next, okay? So let's soak everything in. Okay, and we're going to bring it all the way down, getting rid of any toxins in the body, and now we're going to work on the heart, all right? For the heart, we've got several nerves, because the heart is a muscle, so we're going to open up the long thoracic nerve, the spinal nerve, and all of the vagus nerve. So let's start. And of course, the medulla oblongata is in charge of heart, lungs, and circulation. So right from the brainstem, let's open up this brainstem. Coming down cervical, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the long thoracic nerve, again coming down in between T1 through 7 and the shoulder blade, under the arm and through the heart, innervating the entire heart. And we're going to do the right side too, because the right side of the long thoracic nerve will affect the pericardium around the heart. C567, long thoracic nerve, right under the arm, affecting the pericardium around the heart and back up again. So brainstem, long thoracic nerve, the spinal nerve number 5 for the heart. So whatever ails anybody with heart, whether it's blood pressure, geez, Bruce, haven't heard from you about that. Hopefully that's all better. T5 and K23 for healthy, healthy, healthy heart. Okay. And cancer, lymph, yeah, okay. All right, so GenoCap 1 for Bo to remove the cancer in the lymphatic lining of the lungs and the stomach. Okay. All right. So again, lymphatic T3 throughout the lungs. And remember what I said yesterday, that sometimes cancer cells may show up in the lymphatic system as it's trying to release them or get rid of them, destroy them, but it's not actually a cancerous lymph node, but like this, I've seen that happen in the spleen before with lung cancer, actually. The spleen is our largest lymph node, and I've seen that get large with lung cancer before, and they wanted to remove the spleen because it was enlarged without really to see if it was active in cancer cells, but just the fact that it was enlarged. And the, active, there's a difference between active and inactive cancer cells, okay? So they, you might find a cancer cell, but it's not active in a lymph node, or even with the spleen in this situation, it was just enlarged. Okay, so anyway, lymphatic system T3 through the lungs and the stomach. And opening up any blockages from the past surgery, okay? And, of course, the chemo, always, every time we do, anybody using chemo, anytime we do metabolism, we are getting rid of the toxins, right? So brown fat, the ghrelin hormone, T1, 2, 3, T5 on the right-hand side, getting rid of toxins. Okay, there you go. For bow, all right? Oh, good. I'm so glad, Julie. Let's see. Francisco, right hip arthritis, pain and depression. Okay, depression is the hypothalamus. We know this to be true. So let's open up the hype. Let's just go right to the hypothalamus right now. GV22, top of the head, right over the hairline. Hypothalamus, healthy hypothalamus, balancing the chemistry of the hypothalamus, releasing depression. GV22, GV23. And the right hip. Let's get rid of the pain in the right hip, releasing the hormones, releasing pain. And bringing it all down to the feet, K1 and liver 3. Grounding the energy throughout the session is important because we're getting rid of all the junk, okay? Bringing it all out, grounding, and also grounding the energy, holding it in throughout the whole body. All right. You're welcome. Let's see, John. You're welcome, John. Let's see the next person. High blood pressure. So brainstem again. And also CO2, COD, blood pressure. Brainstem, heart, lungs, healthy lungs, diabetes 2, T7, 8, 9, right, K22 down to stomach 21, right to left, and osteoporosis. Remember, anything with osis or isis or otis or itis or whatever is autoimmune. So let's open up T1. For the osteobone, first of all, let's open up bone, the parathyroid gland. I'm really sweating, man. So C7, parathyroid glands. Wow. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7, osteoporosis. Healthy bones, okay, and getting rid of the osteoporosis. I'm so glad you guys are enjoying this. And wow, we're done early today? No way. I can't believe it. All right, well, we're going to keep tapping. Wow, my brain is really rushing, and I'm going to bring it all right down to the feet. This class has never been done early before. So, all right, let's see here. This is quite a release of a session for me because I was tired from yesterday. I had a long day yesterday in Haverhill, and so this has been very rejuvenating for me and also a huge release. So from the top of the head, God bless everyone. And right down through the body. Thank you so much for joining the class today. My pleasure always to have you, and I will see you all next week. Thank you so very much, and take care.